Okay, so I'm going to do one of my favorite psalms in the Bible, and that's Psalm 2. And you're going to see why it's one of my favorite psalms in the Bible when I get to the verse. It's actually verse 12. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? So the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. They want to eliminate God and make him not real, even though all the evidence, it's overwhelming, supports the fact that he is the God of the universe. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So this is something that we have to understand. Like, at this time, all the kings are gathering together to go against the Lord's people and break them apart. And the Lord's like, this is a vain thing to imagine, because he's the Lord. He is autonomy and authority over all things, and he can be the one who breaks. He's the one who establishes, no one else. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. So those who are against the Lord's people, the Lord will laugh at them and have them in derision. He's going to destroy them utterly. All the people who oppose us as Christians, they're going to be destroyed. They're going to be broken like a potsherd. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. So when the Lord comes to destroy and judge the nations, he's going to vex the leaders who hid God from the people, which it is like 100% obvious to the leaders of the world that God is the God of the universe. They know this, and they're just hiding it from you. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. The Lord has established Jesus Christ as the king of all of creation. The Lord set Jesus on the holy hill of Zion. Jesus is the one established above all things. He is the king of all creation. He is the top. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. And who is the son that was begotten by God? This is what the Hebrew says. The Lord had begotten a son. It can only mean Jesus. There's no other way around it. The Lord begot Jesus. This is a prophecy of the son. And this was thousands of years before Jesus. This is probably being written around 1000 BC is when this would be written, the psalm. Probably written around 1000 or 900 BC. And it predicts Jesus. And this is how we know the Bible is authentic, because it makes predictions like this. Like, how does it get it right? We don't know. It just does. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. So Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And when he asks the Lord to give the earth to him as a possession, because the kings of the earth have imagined evil against his people, and they have conspired, and the only one who can save them is the Lord. He will ask the Lord for the world, and he will come and conquer all things and take possession of the world for us, his saints. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel. Remember, I said this. The Lord is going to bash them and break them into pieces. He's going to shatter them in an instant. Those who fight against his people, those who conspire against the Lord's anointed, he's going to shatter them in an instant. It'll be bloody. It'll be blood and destruction for the people who are enemies of the Lord's people and enemies of him. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. So judges here is an authority, because that's what a king is a judge. He sets up establishment and he reigns and he judges over the people and he establishes justice. And if he's not doing that, the Lord is going to destroy them. So this is why he's saying to the warning to the king, saying, listen, if you do injustice, he's going to destroy them and take away their kingdom and leave them in the dust and lay them in the waste and put them where the fire never is quenched and they gnash their teeth and the worm never dies. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. So the Lord says, serve him with fear and rejoice with trembling. This is something a lot of Christians don't understand. They think, oh, you got to fear God. Even if you're his best friend, you've got to fear God, because God is good and he can easily turn on you in judgment too. This is something you have to be very sober about. We have to recognize we sinned, we've fallen short. We can even have sins that he'll give us that we never even knew about. He can just invent sins on the spot and be like, this boy you'll be guilty of if you don't follow me. He can do that. So you got to follow the Lord with your whole heart and your whole mind and your whole soul and obey him and honor him. Because the Lord is sufficient, and the Lord is creator of all. The Lord is the author of our life, and he is the one who establishes. We must obey him and follow him and be a part of his kingdom and be a judge in his kingdom, not a judge in Satan's kingdom. Because Satan's kingdom is the one who is the earth's kings are established, and they're the ones who oppress the Lord's people. And here's probably my favorite verse in the whole Bible besides one in Nehemiah. Because the one in Nehemiah is my favorite verse in the Bible, which I'll get to another day. But this is one of my favorite verses. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way. when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. So this word son here, it means pure. It can also mean grain. It's the word bar. So bar has a number of meanings. It means grain or cereal. It means pure and it means son. And actually, this is interesting because in one of Jesus' parables, he talks about the grain falling to the earth. It must die. And this is using this word bar in all of its context. He means himself, also the sons of God. We are like grains that when we fall to the soil, we die to ourselves and we grow fruit. This is the word that's used there. But generally, the term best fitted in that scenario is son. Because the context of the psalm is the son that's begotten by God who is going to rule over all the nations. So the seed of David who is going to rule the nations with an iron rod and break the enemies of the Lord with an iron rod.